for stopping by Channel 10 to give you and me the update with what's happening with Xbox this week. Tony, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Tina.
What do we have?
Well, this week we've got Crackdown. Crackdown's coming out on February 20th. You've come down to my Xbox campus here recently to try it out.
Yeah, as well as you guys flew in like 10, 15 community people, which is a really cool event.
Absolutely. It's all about the community, especially with this game. This game is really great for the community. This game is a sandbox-style game. It was created by Real Time Worlds. Same creator that brought you GTA, so this game plays similar to that.
So there's hookers in the game, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
similar to that, similar to Saints Row. But it's great. You play a genetically enhanced super cop in the Pacific City, and your goal is to clean the city of crime. There are these three gangs that are in the city, and
you wipe out the city of all the negative people.
You do. You get rid of the bad crime and you win the game. But it has some really cool gameplay in it, really cool achievements. My personal favorite achievement is the body juggler achievement, where you have to keep a body in the air for 10 seconds with a rocket launcher.
So that sounds like so much fun. Well, now you brought up rocket launcher, which made me think of Halo 3, which made me think of possibilities of beta might being in Crackdown. We're hearing something. Can you clarify what's going on with that?
That's correct. So when you buy Crackdown, there will be a key in the game for Halo 3 beta for you to participate in. We are limited quantities, but there should be plenty at the initial shipment of the game.
But truth be told, from most people and gaming fans I've talked to, they're actually buying Crackdown for Crackdown. It's a very highly anticipated game, for sure.
Absolutely. It's been getting fantastic review scores thus far, so the game holds plenty on its own. So
February 20th, you said, right?
Absolutely.
All right, what else is happening in Xbox land?
Well, we've recently just launched the Xbox Rewards program. This program is set up to reward those gamers that are really put a lot of time and effort into their gamer score. So the first challenge for the Xbox Rewards program is the Old Spice Challenge. And the idea here is you want to get 1,500 gamers, increase your gamer score by 1,500 points over the next 2 months. And if you do that, then you win the prize for that challenge. And there are three levels of prizes depending on where your initial gaming score is starting at. So more information on that, you can go to xbox.com/WackRewards, and they've got a whole site set up.
Are they like Xbox prizes, cash prizes? Like roughly what kind of?
I think for the level one prize, you get a T-shirt. For the level two prize, you get some Microsoft points. I think it's 200 points. And for level three, I think you get a copy of an Xbox Live Arcade game.
See, so you actually get rewarded for sitting in front of your television for 12 hours a day playing Xbox Live.
Absolutely.
So tell your parents you're doing it for a T-shirt.
Yes.
And what else? Anything else going on?
And finally, we have the Xbox 360 wireless gaming receiver for Windows is now out in stores. And this device is fantastic. You just plug it into the USB port in the back of your PC, and it enables you to use all of your wireless accessories on your PC. So the controller, the wireless racing wheel, the wireless headset, all of those can now be used on the PC when you're gaming.
So you want to play a PC game, no longer do you have to use keyboard and mouse. I can use the wireless 360.
Absolutely.
That is cool. When is that available?
That's in stores right now.
Awesome. You going to come back next week?
Absolutely.
Tell us what's going on. Thank you, Tony Hines. Crackdown, February 20th.